informative news and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening. We're live in green tonight. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's a MAC boys basketball showdown tonight as the visiting BG Bobcats have made the trip over Route 206 to take on the Green Trojans. Want to welcome everybody in to the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they now have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed. They have their two locations on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Set to be a fun matchup here tonight between the Trojans and the Bobcats, two teams that are near the top of the league right now, and we can talk about that in just a few minutes. But, you know, the cream of the crop so far this year for the boys on the MAC side has been Delhi, undefeated, and the first state rankings of the year came out today, and Delhi is sitting at third in the state in Class C, a very, very talented team that's playing a lot of really tough non-league games as well. And I think both BG and Green are right in that conversation to say, who are the teams that can really step up and try to compete with a team like Delhi? Who, at the end of the day, could have a chance to go toe-to-toe with them in the MAC championship or maybe knock them out of a chance of going to the MAC championship? And I think Green and BG are both the type of teams that have some older players that have been around who know what it takes to get that far. And I think that is got to be both these teams' goals this year, is to try to make an appearance in the MAC championship game. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. A big thank you to Green Central School for having us here tonight as we get you set here for the Bobcats and Trojans. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at those MAC standings right now and see where everybody is kind of sitting as we get near the holiday break. I'm Nate Lull. It's going to be BG and the Green Boys tonight live from GCS on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus and Sparks, Kia Souls.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto Sales has over 150 total vehicles on their two lots, including over 60 cars. And Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Green Central School tonight. Nate Lull with you here as it's the Green Boys hosting at Bainbridge Guilford. And again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they now have rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed. All right, we're going to take a look at the boys' MAC standings here in the early part of the season. Both these teams have fit in a fair amount of games for it being still early in the season, and this was updated as of this morning, so this is as up-to-date as it gets. BG comes in with a league record of 1-0, overall record of 2-2. One of those losses was to Delhi in a non-leaguer. BG did go over and play in their tournament, and they got a real taste of what that Delhi team can bring to the table. Delhi currently sitting at first place in the league at 1-0 and 6-0 overall. Green has not played a league game yet this season, so this will be their first league game. They are 3-2 overall, but really the teams in the conversation right now at the top, Delhi, BG, Oxford, Harpersville, and Green. The bottom half of the league has started to kind of struggle overall a little bit. Unitego Franklin, Deposit Hancock, Sydney, Walton, Afton, and Unadilla Valley. Not saying that those teams couldn't turn it around. I've seen Sydney so far this year. I've seen Walton. They've picked up some nice victories. So if they get things headed in the right direction, they could certainly be in the conversation down the stretch here. So we're going to pause for the national anthem here on the Butler Auto pregame show. A big one on the line here tonight between the Bobcats and the Trojans, and we're going to bring it to you here. One of my favorite places to broadcast is right here in Green, a great location up above the floor in a little balcony area, so a really fun place to call a basketball game. So we'll have tip-off when we come back between Green and BG, live from GCS tonight here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us, all our listeners online. This is a free online service courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Starting lineup first for visiting BG tonight and head coach Kevin Worley. They start with senior number 00, David Emerson. Junior number 3, James Agroyan, who is off to a fast start this year for the Bobcats. A senior number 5, Elias Wilson. A senior number 13, Isaac Seiler. And a senior number 14, Garrett O'Hara. On the other side for Green and head coach Rick Tallman, they will start with senior number 2, Liam Flanagan. Junior number 3, Joel Volandi. Junior number 11, Jaden Jurosevich. Junior number 15, William Dunlap, and a junior number 23, Trevor Ketchum. Green is in the home white uniforms tonight with the green trim, and says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the front of the chest, has the Trojan logo on the shorts in green as well. BG is in the road navy blue uniforms with the white trim, says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And a nice kind of white stripe along the shorts there as well, giving it kind of an old-school 90s look, I would say, here tonight for the Bobcats. So interested to see Hagroyan here tonight, my first time watching him this year for BG. He's been putting up 20-plus points tonight for the Bobcats so far. And Green really has some nice balance between Liam Flanagan, Joel Volandi, Jaden Jurosevich, and William Dunlap. They've all had some nice games so far this season. So we're all set to jump it up here at midcourt. Elias Wilson for BG will be doing the honors, and Jaden Jurosevic for Green will be jumping it up. Again, a big thank you to Green Central for setting us up here in the balcony tonight for this boys' MAC basketball contest. And we're underway. A good tap there by the Trojans. Jurosevic was able to tap it to Volandi. Almost looked like a set play. They knew that they were going to win that tap. And Volandi was streaking down the right side and got it for a layup. Nice opening bucket there for Green. And now a steal at midcourt by the Trojans. Boy, they're coming out fast. Here's Volandi. Takes it to the bucket and scores. Two layups back-to-back for Green. And they're coming with some full-court pressure. And BG has got to make sure that they're awake here in the early going. They're looking to bring it down the floor here with Elias Wilson. He gets a pick by Hagroyan. And it's going to be an illegal screen on Hagroyan right at midcourt. So, boy, only 30 seconds in, and Green has controlled this so far with the two quick layups, and then that's not what you want if you're BG, is Hagroyan picking up an early foul like that. Trojans with the basketball. Again, a nice dish down low, and Dunlap is able to find Jurosevic, who puts it up and in. Makes it a 6-0 lead for Green in the early going over Bainbridge-Guilford. The Bobcats desperately trying to settle in here. Cross midcourt for Garrett O'Hara. O'Hara now leaving it for Elias Wilson as BG goes left to right to start things off. And they're in the navy blue with the white trim. And now tapped out of bounds. They tried to go to Hagroyan there. Great defense by Liam Flanagan. This Green team looks very quick to me in the early going. BG's got to make sure that they wake up here. Sometimes you talk about falling asleep on the bus, having those bus legs. Got to try to dust off those cobwebs and get going. Now another steal by Green at midcourt. Dunlap is going to take it in and scores. And that's going to be a timeout for Coach Kevin Worley. What a start here for Green. 8-0 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. And the Bobcats find themselves in an early hole. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A fast start for the Green boys here tonight. They have an early 8-0 lead on their home floor against visiting BG tonight with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Another steal by Green. Jurosevic quickly down the floor, splits two defenders, puts it up and in. A beautiful move there by Jurosevic. And again, this Green team is off to a fantastic start. They lead BG 10-0 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Hagroyan passes down low. Little up and under shot here will not go down for Bainbridge-Guilford as Isaac Seiler came up a little short on that layup opportunity. Green working it around Dunlap for a long two. Off the mark, and Emerson skies for a rebound. David Emerson, always a hard worker for the BG Bobcats. He's now a senior, and he's going to need to play hard to help the Bobcats try to get back in this game. Pass to the high post for Hagroyan. Spin move for him. Dishes one back out. Straightaway three for the Bobcats. Hits the rim three times. Won't go down. Emerson couldn't get the rebound off the miss there from Seiler. Green in transition. Jurosevic is going to take it in and gets the layup to go. Green has not missed a shot yet, folks. Granted, they've all been from the interior, but they are getting to the basket at will right now, and it's 12-0 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats trying to find some composure here on the road as Green has really punched him in the mouth early. Pass down low looking for David Emerson, and we're going to have a foul on Green on the right low block. Foul is going to be on William Dunlap here. See, he had a little reach-in on Emerson. So 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Green boys leading BG 12-0 in the early going. They find Emerson on the interior. A nicely drawn up inbounds play, and BG gets off the schneid there. They get their first basket of the evening. Dunlap comes right back the other way. Finally, Green misses a shot, but they scoop up the rebound, and they score with Joel Volandi. They're getting to the basket so quick with these possessions. Green leads 14-2. with 4:45 to go first quarter. Left side, little pump fake. BG taking it to the interior. The shot is missed there by Garrett O'Hara, but BG cleans the glass. They'll keep possession. Right wing corner for the Bobcats now. This is Elias Wilson. Wilson will go to Emerson, who will pull one back out. 20 on the shot clock here for BG. They pass one to the far side, looking for Michael Lapani, the lone sophomore on this BG team. They go to the interior, looking for Hagroyan. He's blocked out of there by Orozovic. Read that pump fake very well and rejected it. And so Dunlap will walk it across midcourt here as we come up on 4:10 to go in the first quarter. And Green leading BG 14-2. Jurosevic on the right side will now find Volandi on the left. Little dribble drive for him back to the foul line. Will dish it off for Dunlap. He pulls up for a jumper and splash. He's got it. Dunlap's got four and another timeout taken by BG. This time it's a full. Green leads 16-2 over BG with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. We did not see this one coming. Stay tuned after the break here on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, BG trying to break the press. It was knocked out of bounds there by Jurosevic. And what I'm noticing here with Green is very athletic, very quick, very long, and you can't fall asleep against this team. They are always looking to jump a passing lane. 3:45 to go in this first quarter at 16-2. Green boys leading BG and another steal. The defense has been tremendous. Jurosevic across midcourt, and they're pretty much running the 3-on-2 fast break drill. Jurosevic puts it up and in. And Green now has 8 points from Jurosevic, and they lead 18-2 over BG with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Across midcourt here for Elias Wilson. He tries to go coast-to-coast, and Jurosevic again punches that one out of bounds with a block. He's got that long length, and BG's tried to take him to the hole a couple of times, and it hasn't worked out. Checking into the game now is sophomore Cloden Rapp, another great athlete here for the Trojans. Heading to the bench is Joel Volandi. So again, the Green boys leading 18-2 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. BG tries to go to the interior for Hagroyan, and it's stolen away here by the Trojans. Dunlap with a great pass finds Jurosevic, puts it up and in. Great pass there from Dunlap as well. 10 now for Jurosevic in the early going. And Green leads 20-2 with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Wilson across midcourt and to the right side for Lapani. Back out for Wilson. Comes around to screen. Wilson to the interior. A little hand check call on Green. Going to be on Trevor Ketchum there. So 2:57 to go first quarter. 20-2 is the score. The Green boys on top of BG. We expected this to be a nail biter of a game. I'm so impressed with Green's effort here tonight. As BG takes it to the interior, Lapani into the left corner, off a dish out, he hit it. That's a big one there for BG to try to get back in this ball game. They now trail 20-5 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Will that be the spark for the Bobcats? Here is Dunlap at the top of the arc. Bounce pass to the left side as Green goes right to left here in the first quarter. And here is Dunlap with a baseline drive into the left corner for Rapp. He's going to step back and take a three. It's off the mark. But a rebound comes back out to Liam Flanagan. He wants a three of his own. It's halfway down, bounces out. Rebound is going to go out of bounds and go back to BG. Really the first possession that I can remember tonight where Green didn't hit anything. They came away empty. As either they've had a pretty open-looking layup, or they've been able to get a rebound and put it right back in. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 20-5. The Green Boys on top of BG. Elias Wilson is across midcourt. Gets to the top of the key as BG goes left to right, and now he is fouled, so Wilson will go to the line here for the Bobcats. I think if you can just chip away, there's still a lot of ball game left to be played here if you're the BG Bobcats. You can't panic too much. You just got to take it one possession at a time. And this will be Wilson to the line. This is a group that has been playing together for a few years as Wilson cannot get the first one to go. And talking with head coach Kevin Worley before the game, he's so excited about this group. This could be the payoff for them this year for all the hard work that they put in year-round in order to be a good ball club in the winter. Second shot is no good. It was short, and now a rebound for the Trojans. So Wilson comes up empty on that trip to the foul line. A kick is called here on Lapani as Flanagan tried to thread the needle there from the top of the key to the low post. And so Green will do the inbound duties underneath their own basket on the right wing side. Jarosevic looking for some options. He finds Cloden Rapp with a turnaround in the paint. Missed it. Rebound is loose. Both teams scrambling for it. BG's going to come away with Garrett O'Hara. He's stuck in a tough spot, and he is fouled by Jarosevic underneath. BG going to the bench as Isaac Seiler will come back in, and Elias Wilson is going to take a breather here late in the first quarter. 1:50 left in the first frame, to be exact. And Green leads BG 20-5. A great start tonight for the Trojans on their home floor. BG is able to break the press. They go to Hagroyan on the far side. He tries to pass to the interior for David Emerson. Emerson will pull it back out, and BG will look to reset on offense. They go to Hagroyan at the left elbow. He takes it to the interior and gets the kiss off the glass and scores. Big bucket there for James Hagroyan to cut this Green lead to 20-7. With a minute 33 to go in the first quarter, and he's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so he will step in at the line. And Hagroyan with some nice touch, but couldn't get it to go down. It rimmed out. And a rebound for Green. Jarosevic full speed back down the floor, takes it in. All gas, no brakes. His shot won't go. Rebound, though, comes right back to him, and he scores. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Green, as Jarosevic gets that bucket with 12 points now. So we'll take a break with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Green boys leading BG 22-7, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, another steal by Green as BG was trying to set up in their own offensive end, and the Trojans will bring it back down the floor going right to left. 45 seconds to go first quarter, and the Green boys lead Bainbridge-Guilford 22-7. Here's Jarosevic in the corner, sets up for a three and hits it. He is on fire right now. 15 in the first quarter so far for Jaden Jarosevic. 30 seconds to go first quarter. Rapp is trying to knock it away in that far side corner, but he was the last one to touch it. And Green leads 25-7. BG has to be so careful with the basketball because Green has just been like a dog looking for a bone on these plays. I mean, they have just been all over looking for the basketball. So 30 seconds to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Bobcats with the ball to the right side. Here is Hagroyan. Little spin move. Kicks one back out. They'll work it to the far side for Isaac Seiler. Seiler's pass tipped away, but he's able to hold on with 13 seconds left. They'll go to the interior for Hagroyan. Now into the far side corner, a pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good. Seiler brings it back down, lost control of it. Rapp comes away, 2 seconds left, and that's going to do it. He got the ball up to midcourt, but nobody there could get the shot off. Green leads BG 25-7 with one quarter in the books here tonight at Green High School. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back as we get you started for the second quarter here. Jeannie Rilcevic, 15 points to start this contest there in the first quarter for the Trojans, as a great start by Green, and I think the most impressive thing so far tonight has been their defense. They've just been really getting after it here. BG will have the ball to start the second quarter. They have it going left to right. They're in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. Ball punched out of bounds there as Liam Flanagan, one of the best defenders on the team for Green, was able to get a mitt on it, knock it out of bounds. Bobcats on the baseline will look to run a play here. They're going to have to quickly get it in, just get it in time, and now a foul on Flanagan as he was blocking Sherman there, who came into the game here for the Bobcats, and now Sherman will go to the line. Arian Sherman, the junior, will step to the charity stripe here for the Bobcats with 7:45 to go in the second quarter, and Green on top 25-7. So here is Sherman stepping in, and his first shot is good. Coach Worley just looking for a combination right now that will work and maybe get some energy going here for the Bobcats. So he's been not afraid to go to the bench. He's brought in Sherman. Giovanni Johnson just checking in here now. So I think sometimes as a coach you're just looking to find that spark when you get down early in a game like this. Sherman misses the second shot and a rebound for Green. Back down the floor. They'll go to Flanagan on the right wing side as Green goes right to left. Back to the top of the key here for Colin Colgan. He goes to the far side, looking for Joel Volandi. Volandi back to the top of the key here for Jonah Browning. Browning back to Colgan. His three is in and out. Rebound right back to Colgan. Tip drill won't go. Flanagan chasing that one. He gets tied up with Hagroyan. We're going to have a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Trojans with 7:22 to go in the second quarter. Green leading 25-8. Little delay here as referees want to move a piece of clothing that was on the baseline here, so nobody will slip on it. It was kind of hanging out right on the baseline underneath the basket there. BG getting back to their starters now. Garrett O'Hara coming back in. Emerson checking back in as well after getting a little extra breather. They have their work cut out for them here tonight. Green gets the ball in. They go to Colgan at the top of the key. Floats one to Rapp on the far side. Rapp now will feed one for Jonah Browning. 20 on the shot clock. Still a lot of time. Flanagan pulls up. It was partially blocked. Ball is loose and picked up now by BG on that loose ball. Good defense by Giovanni Johnson. Johnson now to Elias Wilson. Wilson on the left side of the floor. Scoops one to the high post now for Hagroyan. He wants to take it. Nice little spin move there. Little up and under. No. Hagroyan, like a bull in a china shop, gets that rebound and is fouled. With 6:48 to go in the second quarter, Green on top of BG, 25-8. Hagroyan has gone to the spin move in the paint quite a few times tonight, it's almost like Green knows it's coming, but, I mean, Hagroian is such a big guy. I mean, he's a football running back. When he does that spin, he really leans into you. And I certainly wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of the elbow or kind of the shoulder there that he has on that spin move. It's not illegal or anything. He's just a big, strong guy. Hagroian gets the first shot to go, second one coming now. And that one's good. Hagroian had over 20 points against Delhi the other night, so you know he can fill it up against good competition. 25-10, Green on top of BG with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Trojans find Cloden Rapp on the left side. They bounce it to the interior, stolen away by Hagroian. Nice move to step into the passing lane there. BG trying to work it forward, but another steal at midcourt, this time by Flanagan. Rapp got a piece of it, and now we'll have a timeout taken here by Rick Tallman, head coach for the Green Trojans. He didn't like something he saw there and wants to talk things over. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Green boys lead BG 25-10. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Green High School here tonight. Nate Lull on WCDO. Big thanks to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim and Craig running the controls here tonight for this contest between Green and BG. And the Green boys are in full control right now, 25-10, with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Trojans with the basketball, going right to left on the low block. It's going to be a foul here on Hagroian, his second and the team's second. Green is up 25-10 right now, but here's the team foul situation. 7 for Green and 2 for the Bobcats. So if BG can continue to try to get into the paint and maybe draw some fouls, they could start to chip away at this at the line, but their foul shooting is going to have to improve here tonight as well. Trojans will look to get it in, and they do to the left side, skipping it back across. Jurosevic for 3, left it short, rebound underneath, and Green scoops it up and puts it in with Joel Volandi. Even when they're missing, they've done a great job rebounding the basketball tonight, allowing them to get a lot of second-chance points. And Green leads 27-10 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. They try to go down low for Emerson, and that's another steal by Flanagan. Flanagan, left side, slows down the pace here for the Trojans as they are very content to skip this ball around a little bit and chew up a little clock here with this nice lead in the second quarter. Working on some half-court offense. And they go to Jonah Browning. Browning on the left side has his pocket picked by O'Hara. Ball squirts out of there. It comes back to Emerson. Emerson down the left side. Takes it to the left low block. Tries a little up and under move, and he's blocked. And Flanagan comes out of there. And here comes Green on the full court. Little run and gun. And Volandi puts it up and in off the feed there from Flanagan. 10 points for Volandi. Green's got two guys in double figures. BG tries to go up over the top, and Emerson goes in for a layup. Can't hit it, but is fouled. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it is Green leading 29-10 here over the visiting BG boys. And David Emerson, the senior, wearing number 00, will head to the line now for the Bobcats. Emerson takes a deep breath, and his first shot at the line is good. So James Agroyan with 4 points to lead the Bobcats so far tonight. On the other side for Green, it's 15 for Jurosevic and 10 for Volandi. 29-11 currently our score, with Emerson heading to the line for his second shot. Emerson will get a breather after this foul shot here, as Nick McCowan will come in. Second shot for Emerson, no good. And a rebound for Trevor Ketchum for Green underneath. And an outlet pass for Jonah Browning. Green going right to left. They cross midcourt, and they go to the left side in front of the BG bench. Working one back up to Dunlap at the top of the key. Good move. Splits two defenders. Left side picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Little give and go into the corner now for Jonah Browning. Browning, chest pass, far side. They'll work it around. Dunlap to the interior, off the glass, won't go. Rebound underneath. Going to be a foul underneath on Vallandi with 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and that's going to set up the 1-1 here for BG with 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and Green leading 29-11. Emerson's going to head back to the line here for the Bobcats, and this is a prime situation here if you're BG. Clock is stopped. You're getting to the line. A lot of time left in the second quarter. If you keep getting to the line, you can chip away and get some points here, but you have to shoot better at the line than they have so far. That'll help. Emerson gets the first one. So 4 points now for David Emerson. And second shot coming here for number 00. And his shot is good. So Emerson now with 5. Cuts the Green lead down to 29-13 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. So Trojans now will walk it up the floor here with William Dunlap. As he comes across the Trojans logo at midcourt. Passes far side for Vallandi. Good ball movement by the Trojans on this possession. Catch him to Dunlap in the left corner. Give and go back to Browning, and he was blocked by LaPanny, and then he gets the traveling violation. As he was trying to come back up court, he was headed towards the trap and shuffled his feet. So 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. And the Trojans will look to get it in. They set things up here. Passing to the far side. Green with another three-point opportunity here for Vallandi. It won't go down. And now a steal by Jurosevic. Tried to lay it up, missed it. Ball is tapped back out towards midcourt. Somehow Green comes down with it. We're going to have a foul, as there was kind of a melee there at midcourt. Foul's going to be on BG. Will be on Elias Wilson. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, Green leading 29-13. Trojans will get it in. That was kind of a hot potato moment there, as both teams were struggling to hold on to the basketball. Here is Dunlap down low. His shot a little up and under, won't go. Rebound is loose. Garrett O'Hara comes out of there with the ball. O'Hara down the left side of the floor. O'Hara picks up his dribble, goes to the far side now. Finds Nick McCowan. On the left low block, his shot is up and off the mark and no good. And Jurosevic came down with the rebound here. I was just waiting to see what the call was. Looks like they're saying he stepped on the baseline, so a turnover will give this ball back to the BG Bobcats with O'Hara underneath. Little bounce pass finds a groin, and he makes some room in there, but can't get the left-handed layup. Was on a silver platter there, but he couldn't finish it, and Green gets the rebound. Here is Jurosevic, and he is going to get called for a travel. He worked his way into the paint. So both teams a little flustered here with a couple of calls over the last few minutes. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Another steal by Green. Nice play there. Good hustle play by Jonah Browning as he stole that ball, but then it slipped. It looked like maybe on a kind of a wet spot there in front of the BG bench. I'm assuming some water droplets from the water bottle, so he slipped and fell out of bounds. Possession going back to BG. Tough break there after some nice hustle. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Green leading 29-13 over the BG boys. Can the Bobcats make a little noise here before the halftime break? Jurosevic with a huge block out of bounds as BG was going in for a layup. Well done. The defense has been very, very good tonight from the Trojans. Bobcats will do the honors on the baseline. They'll work it into Hagroyan. He passes one back up to the top of the key. BG trying to take it to the interior with Elias Wilson. He's forced to dish off to Hagroyan. He takes it inside between the tackles, as I'm used to saying with him during football season. This time he's fouled by Jurosevic. So hard to stop James Hagroyan when he puts his head down and wants to go. He's that nice mix of size, speed, and skill. and he's just got that muscle. So Hagroian at the line. His first shot is in and out. Second shot coming now for the Bobcats. Emerson back in for the Bobcats. O'Hara to the line, or to the bench, I should say. Lucas McCowan is into the ball game now as well. Hagroian, second shot is good. So Emerson and Hagroian with five apiece to lead BG. Timeout's going to be taken here by Kevin Worley, head coach for the Bobcats. Just under 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Green boys lead 29-14 over visiting BG. We'll be right back on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Just under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, live here tonight at Green High School, and the Green boys are leading visiting BG 29-14. A great effort and a great start tonight for the Trojans. Can they hold off the Bobcats, who are desperately trying to claw their way back into this contest? Green on the baseline here in their own offensive end. A pull-up jumper is good for Joel Vallandy. Nice dish from down low from Trevor Ketchum, and Vallandy now has 12. BG with the basketball. Hagroian in the backcourt. Some full-court pressure being put back on by the Trojans. Let's see if it pays off. This time, BG is able to beat it. Emerson takes it down low. Cannot get the left-handed layup. Second chance opportunity. Missed that. Hagroian pulls it down, and now he's fouled. Three chances there for the Bobcats. Good rebounding. And James Hagroian is going to go back to the line. But for BG, they're missing a lot of chippies down low. You get that cleaned up, and they could be right back in this ballgame. 2:15 to go in the second quarter, and Green leads 31-14. Still not insurmountable here for the Bobcats, but they're trying to chip away at it a little bit more with what time they have left in this second quarter. And the first shot for Hagroian is up and good. So James Hagroian now with 6 points to lead the Bobcats, and the second shot coming for Hagroian at the charity stripe here. Settling in, and his shot is good. So Hagroian with 7, and BG has sliced it to a 31-16 deficit with 2:10 to go in the second quarter on the road here at Green. Green boys on top at the moment. Nate Law with you here on CDO tonight. Glad to have you along for some holiday basketball, our last game on the radio before the holiday break. There'll be a lot of tournaments next week coming up, so make sure you stay tuned for those. Going to be some holiday fun. And a missed shot here by Dunlap from the right side. And the rebound goes to BG. They'll get it to midcourt. Hagroian finds a wide-open Emerson down low, and he puts it up and in. Emerson scores, and now Green wants a timeout with a 1:37 to go in the second quarter. BG trying to work their way back in. It's Green 31, BG 18. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A minute 37 to go in the second quarter, Green 31 and BG 18. Bobcats on a little bit of a run here over the last 2 minutes, I would say. And Coach Tallman wanted to take that time out to try to settle things down. I've been impressed. Both these coaches really using up their timeouts in the first half here. A bunch of games we've done so far this year, there's been like no timeouts in the first half. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but both of these coaches seem to be of the philosophy of, I really want to control my team's tempo as much as I can. So they're really using these timeouts here in this first half. Minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Green walking it down the floor, looking to set it up here in this final 90 seconds of the first half. Trojans with the basketball. They throw it to the far side, right side. Now back to the left for Vallandi. Vallandi finds Liam Flanagan. Flanagan will pull it back out. We'll go to Dunlap at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Dunlap down low. Passes into the corner now for Colin Colgan for three, and he hits it. Good dish off there from Dunlap. Makes it 34-18. Big shot on a nice possession that chewed up some time there for Green. Down to 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bobcats want to go back down low for Hagroyan, and he is fouled. Got hooked around down low, and Hagroyan's going to be shooting two. And Green just doesn't really have an answer for the size of BG down low, but Green has just done so much with their quickness. They've denied a lot of those passes that have tried to go to the interior, and that's really worked. Hagroyan to the line. Oh, it swirled all the way around the rim and then popped out. Unbelievable. So even though BG does seem to have a kind of a size advantage on the inside with Hagroyan, they really haven't been able to cash in as much as you would think they would. Second shot is good for Hagroyan. He has eight. And it's 34-19. Green boys leading BG here tonight at Green Central School with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Trojans with the basketball on the far side. Steal by Hagroyan. He saves it. And BG keeps it in with Elias Wilson. Wilson down the left side of the floor. A little shake and bake to the interior. Lost control of it. And it's scooped back up by Green with 30 seconds left. Vallandi across midcourt finds Dunlap on the right side. He tried a long pass to the baseline there for Colgan. And Colgan couldn't get it. Would have had to reach into the stars for that one. It went over his head. So BG will get it back with 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. O'Hara will look to get it in. Finds Elias Wilson. And he will slink down the floor and finds Hagroyan. Spin move underneath off the glass. No. Rebound Flanagan. 12 seconds left. Flanagan spins out of trouble. He's got numbers here if he can hurry. Now he pumps the brakes with 7 seconds left. Flanagan, far side. Sets up a shot here, and a three is good at the buzzer for Grayson Flanagan. Liam finds Grayson, and he buries it from downtown. Grayson had just checked into the game. Makes it 37-19 at the halftime break. Green with a huge three ball there to end the first half. Stay tuned. We'll get you a scoring summary here during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. Marabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Again, our halftime score, the Green boys lead BG 37-19. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back here to Green High School on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting you set for the start of the third quarter here in Green tonight. The Green boys hosting Bainbridge Guilford. A little bit of miscommunication here on who should have the ball to start the second half. Coach Worley believes it should be BG ball. And yes, it will be Bainbridge ball to start the second half. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Also, free audio online at WCDOsports.com. We do record all these games and put them for a free download in our game audio archive. So you can go back, and by tomorrow we should have that up for you. All at WCDOsports.com. Just click on Game Audio Archive. It's a free download, again, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. So we're back underway in the second half. Bobcats now going right to left to start the third frame, and they trail Green 37-19. Here's Hagroyan. Steps through two defenders, tries to put it off the glass, and is fouled. And is this the recipe for success for Bainbridge? I'm going to be very curious because it's something that BG did in the first half, and Green did get in foul trouble. And now, you know, 15 seconds into the third quarter, BG's going right back to it. Is this the plan, is to try to take it to the hoop and get to the line, if this is the way the Zebra crew is going to call this game? Hagroyan will get the first one to go. So James Hagroyan now has a team-high 9 points for BG. Makes it 37-20. Bobcats trailing the Trojans on the road. Second shot short, and a rebound for the Trojans by Joel Vallandi. I thought Green did a great job on the glass in the first half as well. So let's see if they can continue that in the second half as the Trojans in the green, or in the white with the green trim, excuse me, they go left to right. BG is in the navy blue with the white trim. Trojans with the ball. Ball loose on the floor. Garrett O'Hara with a steal. Now we will have a tie up and a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with the Trojans. Trojans with the ball. In front of their own bench. They'll float it into Dunlap on the right side of the floor. Now they go to Liam Flanagan. Three ball for him. Too strong. Rebound underneath for Dunlap, but had it ripped away by James Hagroyan. And a bounce pass to the far side for Elias Wilson. Wilson, the silky smooth guard, thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Now they try to go to the high post here for Hagroyan. Dishes one back off to Elias Wilson. He takes it to the interior, and Jurosevic said no again. Blocked it out of there. In transition, here is Liam Flanagan. Had it poke-checked away from behind by Garrett O'Hara. Last touched by Flanagan. And so it's going to go back to the BG Bobcats. So good defense by both sides here, and a lot more energy for BG I've noticed here in the third quarter so far. And now an unfortunate break for BG as Elias Wilson steps out of bounds as he tried to run down the right wing side. BG claiming he got pushed. Officials see it differently, and the Trojans will get it back with 6:50 to go in the third. Green with the ball, leading 37-20. Green going left to right. They go to the right corner now for a three ball for Vallandi, and he hits it. Joel Vallandi now with 15. And it's a 20-point lead, 40-20 for Green over visiting Bainbridge Guilford. Mac boys basketball here tonight. BG tries to pass to the interior, knocked away by Dunlap. A pass ahead here for Vallandi. It was too long. He saved it from going out of bounds, but BG was able to scoop it up. Here's O'Hara in transition. Pull-up jumper is too strong, buckled off the side of the rim, but Hagroyan is there, taps it back in, and is fouled. So Hagroyan to the line. He now has 11 points and has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Makes it Green 40 and BG 22. And so Hagroyan to the charity stripe here, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and his shot is good. Rolls in. Just snuck it over the front of the rim there. 12 points for Hagroyan, makes it 40-23. Green boys leading BG with 6:10 to go in this third quarter. Thanks for listening tonight. Really appreciate everybody checking in for the games that we do each week here on CDO. As the Trojans have the basketball here into the right wing corner now in front of their own bench as they go left to right. High post for Dunlap, tried a tough pass on a tough angle down low into the right corner, and it rolled out of bounds, and BG's going to get it back. Emerson will float one in here to Elias Wilson. And Wilson is in the backcourt, and will look to bring it forward. Gets across midcourt. Wilson to the left side, gets around the screen. Wilson splits two defenders to the interior, and going to be a foul on the floor with 5:45 to go in the third. Foul's going to be on Jonah Browning. So here is three fouls right off the bat for the Green Trojans, none on BG. First foul of the night on Jonah Browning, third on Green as a team. So BG keeps racking them up here. They could get back to the line. 5:45 to go in the third. Here is Emerson down low. He's blocked. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with BG. Coach Worley saying too much contact there on that block for him. O'Hara on the baseline, looking for options, has to float it into Hagroyan. Left wing corner, will go to Emerson at the top of the key. Pump fakes, little jab step here for Emerson. Goes to O'Hara on the far side. Tries to go to the interior, stolen by Vilandy. Vilandy's off to the races. Feeds it down low for Browning, who puts it up and in. Jonah Browning with his first basket of the night. And Green now leads 42-23. And a steal by Vilandy. He takes it right to the 10, and he puts it in. Timeout is taken. Vilandy with 17, and BG needs a break. 5:15 to go in the third, and Green leads 44-23 over visiting BG. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Green bringing some full court pressure as the Green boys lead Bainbridge-Guilford 44-23 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, here is Emerson, left side three, buckled off the side of the rim, rebound for Liam Flanagan. Again, I can't compliment Green enough on the job they've done on the glass here tonight. Vilandy, left side, finds Arosevich, who's been stuck on 15 since he had all 15 in the first quarter. Gets off the schneid here and puts it up and in. Vilandy with 17, Arosevich with 17 so far tonight for the Trojans as they lead 46-23. And now a charge is taken. Arosevich took a hard hit there as Wilson tried to take it to the 10. Appears that Arosevich is okay. He went down hard. I thought maybe he hit his head there on the floor. The officials are going to make sure that he's okay. Arosevich saying, nope, I'm good. Referee talking to him as well as Coach Tallman, but he appears to be fine. And the turnover there by the BG Bobcats on that charge. 4:35 to go in the third. 46-23. Green in control of this ball game. Into the corner now for Arosevich. Finds Vilandy. Pull-up jumper for him. Left it short. And a rebound for BG. Here is Elias Wilson. Wilson to the left side. Tries to go down low for Emerson. On the left low block. Pump fakes. Shot won't go. Tap drill by Arosevich. Finds Vilandy. He's in transition. Vilandy will slow it down. And reset the offense here for Green as they go left to right. Vilandy right side. Swings one over. Arosevich loads up another three and hits. Arosevich now with 20. That's a game high. And Green leads 49-23 with 3:50 to go in the third. BG back down the floor, and they'll go to Elias Wilson. The senior guard has been trying to make something happen here tonight. It just hasn't been their night. Wilson goes to Lapani. Straightaway three for him is good. Second three of the night there for Michael Lapani. And it's 49-26 with 3.5 to go in the third. Green content to take their time and no full court pressure yet from BG. We'll see if they dial something up. Arosevich for a three. No. Cloden Rapp goes in, picks up the rebound. Rapp will float one back out to Arosevich, and they'll set up the offense. They go to Vilandy left side. Vilandy tries to pass to the high post, and it's stolen here by BG. Here is Lapani trying to go coast to coast. Misses the right-handed layup. Had some pressure, and Jonah Browning was able to get back in time to get that rebound with 2:55 to go in the third. It's 49-26. Here's Arosevich on the right side. Thought about a long two, but didn't pull the trigger. Works one back out now for Liam Flanagan. They go to Vilandy. Swinging one over onto the far side. Again for Jurosevic, steps into the paint and scores. Had bodies hanging all over him, and he still put it in. Jurosevic now with 22, and Green leads 51-26 with 2.5 to go in the third. They float one left side for Elias Wilson. Down low for Hagroyan, and he establishes himself on that left low block, puts it up and in. He's got 14. Boy, he is tough on the low block for BG. 2:15 to go in the third. It's 51-28. Green leading the Bobcats here on Green's home court, I should say. Jurosevic gets through trouble, tries to pass down low, intercepted there by the Bobcats, taken away by Elias Wilson. Now Wilson will slow it down, changes gears, gets back into the paint, tries to go to Hagroyan. Little game of hot potato. Somehow the ball finds its way back to Elias Wilson after a broken play. To the high post. Turnaround shot for Hagroyan off the pass there from Wilson. No good, and a rebound for Green. And Jurosevic will slowly walk it up the floor. He gets across midcourt and a no-look pass there as Jonah Browning was not ready for it, and it sailed out of bounds. BG going to the bench here as Arian Sherman will come back in and David Emerson to the bench. With a 1:35 to go in this third quarter, it's 51-28. BG will get it into Hagroyan. And now back down the floor they go to Sherman. And Sherman went through his hands and out of bounds. BG just can't catch a break. They bring different guys in. They're trying different lineups. Just not working at the moment. 1:25 to go in the third. It's 51-28. Here's Liam Flanagan for three on the far side. In and out. Rattled out. BG back to midcourt. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it here. And the Trojans come away with it. Right at midcourt. Here's Jonah Browning. Far side, Volandi. Pull-up jumper from 18 feet. No. The rebound is scooped up by Jurosevic. He'll dump one back up to Cloden Rapp. Now far side for Volandi. Green continuing to work it around as they go left to right here in the second half. Jurosevic thought about another three. Had it knocked away. Holds on to it. Jurosevic, little dribble drive, down low, up and under, and he's fouled with 43 seconds to go in the third. Green leading 51-28. Jurosevic will head to the line. He's got a game-high 22 so far here tonight, and he's looking to add to it here. He's tall, he's long, he's lanky, and he has a nice change in speed, too. He doesn't look like he's going to have that quick first step, and then all of a sudden he does. Jurosevic at the line, no good. For the junior guard. A lot of these pieces that are putting up some big numbers so far tonight and this season are underclassmen, Jurosevic, a junior, and Volandi, both juniors. Second shot for Jurosevic, no. Died on the front of the rim. We got a violation on Green anyways. And so BG will get it back with 43 seconds to go in this third quarter. And the Trojans are still in control here, 51-28. High school hoops tonight here on CDL. Glad to have you along. Our last game before the holiday break, and now a charge is taken. Jurosevic got run over by Hagroyan. That was like a bulldozer going through there. And Jurosevic, I think, is going to have some bumps and bruises tomorrow. He's going to feel this one. He's been on the floor a couple of times here tonight trying to guard Hagroyan, but he's done a good job. 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's 51-28. Cloden Rapp, the lone sophomore on this Green roster, will scoop it to the far side. The Green JV did win earlier tonight against BG, so the Trojans looking for the max sweep here tonight. Ball tipped out of bounds there by Arian Sherman. Got his fingertips on it with 17 seconds left here, third quarter. Hagroyan's going to get a little break heading to the bench. And the Trojans will look to work it in for probably the last play of the quarter. 15 seconds left. They'll work it to the right side for Cloden Rapp. To the interior, back out for Rapp. Pump fakes. Tries to feed one down low, and it was intercepted. BG with a shot at the buzzer. They don't get it off in time, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Green 51 and BG 28. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull with you here. Also on WCDOsports.com, we always appreciate our listeners who are checking in online, whether you're family and friends from out of town. This time of year, we get a lot of grandparents who have gone south that want to check in and see how the grandkids are doing. With their various sports, so we appreciate them checking in on WCDOsports.com. And our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. BG with the inbounds play to start the fourth quarter and immediately stolen here by Green, and that's the type of night it's been for the BG Bobcats. Green has the basketball going left to right as we're in the final quarter now here tonight as the Trojans looking to maybe put a stamp on their first MAC win of the year as this has been their first league contest. Been all non-leaguers for the Trojans so far coming in. BG does have one win under their belts in league play over Harpersville, and they were looking to go to 2-0 tonight, but it has just not been their night. Flanagan with a fadeaway three as the shot clock was winding down. Will not go, and a rebound for Garrett O'Hara. BG down the right side of the floor. O'Hara will feed one back out as they'll set the offense up here with Arian Sherman. Sherman, with those long, lanky legs, tries to go to the high post, and it was off the mark and taken away here by Jurosevic, and he'll pull up and hit. And Jurosevic has got 24. Heck of a night for him. 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Green leads 53-28. Still bringing some full-court pressure here as the Bobcats come across midcourt, and here is O'Hara trying to take it to the rim. Missed it. Gets his own rebound, though, trying to muscle his way with a pass over to Sherman, lost control of it, ball loose on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. Now Arrow is going to give it back to the Trojans with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. No matter how this game finishes up, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game awards coming up for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Here is Jurosevic in the corner, and hit the rim and then bounced up and hit the bar that comes down from the ceiling. And that is out of bounds. And so the ball will go back to the Bobcats here with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Emerson doing the inbounding duties for BG as they trail 53-28. So we come up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG trying to get some of the reserves in here. Emerson will float one back out, finds Giovanni Johnson, and he lost it to Cloden Rapp. Rapp's going to take it down the length of the floor and score. Cloden Rapp's first bucket of the night for Green as they lead 55-28 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bobcats will work it down the floor here with Nick McCowan. Lost it again to Cloden Rapp. Rapp's going to take it down, pump fakes, and scores. Cloden Rapp with 4 points. He's wreaking some havoc here near midcourt with two straight steals. Another steal at midcourt by Liam Flanagan. Boy, and the Trojans are just in all the passing lanes here tonight with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They lead 57-28. Rapp at the top of the key goes to Jurosevic on the far side. He had it knocked away, and Sherman comes away with a steal. Now here's Garrett O'Hara down the floor across the Trojans logo at midcourt. Looking to find some room. On that right side at the right elbow goes to Emerson. He steps back for three. Emerson, no. Rebound by Giovanni Johnson, and then he had his pocket picked at the last moment there by Jonah Browning. And an outlet pass. Here comes the Trojans. Jurosevic, top of the key, finds Cloden Rapp. Green content to work it around here on this possession. They go to the high post looking for Liam Flanagan. Off his hands, he gets tied up. Ball is going to go back on the jump ball to the Bobcats. 4:50 to go in this fourth quarter, and Green is in control. And so the Bobcats will look to get it in with Hagroyan. They'll give it to Elias Wilson. Starters are back in now. Wilson tried to feed one into the corner for Nick McCowan. He couldn't save it. Well, actually, he did save it, and then it came back in, and the Trojans will get the steal. Left side here for Jurosevic. Now he'll pull it back out. Float one over to Jonah Browning. A bounce pass back to Jurosevic. They'll feed one far corner now for Grayson Flanagan. Trojans continuing to cycle the basketball around with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Cloden Rapp takes it inside. 6 straight points for Cloden Rapp as he zipped his way in from the right wing side. With 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter, the Green Boys lead BG 59-28. Bobcats with the basketball, top of the key. Wilson into the corner for McCowan. His three is no good, but he is fouled. And you love to see the sportsmanship there as Jonah Browning gives him a hand up off the floor. And so McCowan, the junior, will head to the line here for Bainbridge-Guilford with 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And 59-28 our score. So McCowan to the line to shoot two here for BG. Actually, to shoot three. His first one is no good. Second one coming. And this one is also just a little short. McCowan is frustrated with himself. And it's been that kind of night here for the Bobcats. They just have not been able to get anything to go down. Jurosevic looks like his night could be over as he heads to the bench with a game-high 24. He played excellent tonight. Third shot for McCowan, also too short. Hagroyan with a rebound, and he'll power it up and in. 16 for Hagroyan tonight. Here is Cloden Rapp. We'll walk it back up the floor with 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Green leading a 59-30. Right side of the floor now for Grayson Flanagan. Flanagan works his way out of a double team. Good passing. Rapp to the top of the key. We'll work one over, a little give and go, back to Rapp. And near midcourt, Rapp was finding Jonah Browning, and he was fouled. McCowan's going to come out of the game now, and Nick McCowan will come out, and Lucas McCowan will come in here for the Bobcats with 3:35 to go fourth quarter. And so the Bobcats will have it in front of the scorers table directly below our balcony here tonight at midcourt. And here is a take to the rim by Elias Wilson, and he gets called for the push-off as he tried to find some room for himself there. With 3:30 to go in this fourth quarter, ball is going back to Green. And so the Trojans trying to put their stamp on this game here tonight. Bobcats going back to the bench. Looks like Hagroyan will come out with 16 here tonight. Elias Wilson did a great job handling the ball for BG, but no points in the book here tonight. Green going back to the bench as well. Colin Colligan will check back in. Volandi Dunn, he had 17. Jurosevic with 24. They both will sit here for the last 3:30 of this fourth quarter with Green on top 59-30. So the Trojans will work it around with Flanagan. Flies one to the far side for Grayson Flanagan. Liam to Grayson. That combo was pretty deadly at the end of the first half when Liam found Grayson for a three near the buzzer. Here is Cloden Rapp. Splits two defenders. Dishes one out. Grayson Flanagan pump fakes on a three. Pulls it back down. Will go to the corner again for Rapp. And on the low block, he tried to shovel one over to Michael Swift, who couldn't hold on to it, and a steal now by BG. Here's Garrett O'Hara. Takes it inside, and the kiss off the glass is good for Garrett O'Hara. His first bucket of the night. Makes it 59-32 with 2:40 left. And so the Trojans will walk across midcourt. Playing a little slowdown offense here to try to make sure everybody stays happy and healthy here over the last 2.5 minutes to go as Green, it appears, might pick up their first MAC win of the season in their first league contest of the season. Liam Flanagan, left side three, too strong. Rebound loose, out of bounds, going to stay with the Trojans. Nice crowd on hand here tonight at GCS coming out to support these two teams. Green winning the JV game and only 2:14 away from winning this varsity game here tonight. As I said in our Butler Auto pregame show tonight, both these teams down the road looking to potentially challenge Delhi, who appears to be kind of the early season favorite in the MAC. So you could possibly see one of these teams in the MAC championship. If Green plays like this the rest of the season, they're going to be tough to beat. 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 59-32. The Green boys leading BG in a turnover now by the Bobcats. Traveling violation will give it back to Green here with 2:05 to go. And the Trojans will walk it down the floor with Cloden Rapp with under 2 minutes left. Green sends it to the high post, now to the left side for Cloden Rapp as they go left to right. Back out for Grayson Flanagan. Flanagan, far side, will reverse it into the left corner for Cloden Rapp. Steps back for three, rolled in and out, and now a foul underneath the hoop going to be on the Trojans, I believe. Player down now at the moment for BG. I believe it could be Isaac Seiler here. I think he might have got an inadvertent elbow in the head there. Bounces up, appears to be all right. As he will walk back over towards the BG bench here. Looks like one of the trainers will have a look at him. With 1:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. I like when the trainers do this. You know, a lot of guys will get bumped in the head or fall down. And, you know, the immediate thing is that they want to shake it off and just keep playing. But I'm glad this trainer really stuck with him, walked off the floor with him and said, all right, we're going to sit down and have a quick evaluation here. There's no point in going back in with 1:40 left if you bumped your head like that. It's just not worth it. 1.5 to go in this fourth quarter, and the Green boys lead 59-32. Bobcats into the paint. We'll work it back out for Michael Lapani. He steps inside. His shot is good. Lapani now with 8 points. That's second on the team behind the 16 from James Agroyan tonight. And the Green boys, as we come up on 1 minute to go, lead 59-34. Again, you'll want to stay tuned for the postgame show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We give two awards to the winning team and one to the team that falls here tonight. So two awards for Green and one for BG during our postgame show. With the awards being brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Pass to the interior now for the Bobcats. A foul on Green as Giovanni Johnson had some nice position on the right low block and was fouled and will head to the line with 41 seconds left. Foul going to be on Ryan Milk, who checked into the ball game. And so BG at the line here with Giovanni Johnson. His first shot is no good, short. Second one coming. So the Bobcats at the line, both teams getting everybody into the contest tonight that's eligible from the looks. Second shot also won't go down, and a rebound for the Trojans. Good rebound underneath there by Michael Swift. 35 seconds left, Trojans bring it down the floor. About a 5-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock at the moment. Green could hold it here if they wish. Cloden Rapp will pull it back out. A little behind-the-back dribble. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Now we'll dish one off to Grayson Flanagan. Into the corner for Swift. Ball pinballed around. Swift lost control of it. BG will come back down the floor with 10 seconds left. And a pull-up jumper is short on that far side. Rebound by Lapani. He gets his shot off but misses. Rebound for Green, and that'll do it. The Green boys win 59-34 over BG here tonight on their home floor. Post-game show coming up again, 59-34, Green over BG on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. Nate Lull here on WCDO tonight, live from Green High School. A big thank you to them for setting us up. As I said during our pregame, it's a great view here from the balcony. Really kind of a unique view. You feel like you're on top of the court, but you're up high, so you get a really nice view of everything. So Green scoring here tonight. Jaden Jurosevic with a game-high 24, and Joel Volandi with 17 here tonight to lead the way for Green. 6 points for Cloden Rapp, 4 for William Dunlap, 3 for Colin Colgan, 3 for Grayson Flanagan, and 2 for Jonah Browning. On the other side for BG, 16 for James Agroyan, 8 for Michael Lapani, 7 for David Emerson, 2 for Garrett O'Hara, and 1 for Arian Sherman tonight. So now time to get into our three awards here, offense, defense, and all-purpose. First up is going to be the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'd like to go with Jaden Jurosevic here tonight. 15 points in the first quarter, 24 for the ball game. I thought he was really the spark plug that got things rolling here tonight. So we will give Jaden our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up tonight is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO and wish our local teams success this season. We'll go with Joel Volandi from Green, 17 points, but I thought he was really key in that press, too, and that trap near midcourt. Ended up with a lot of steals out of that and a lot of good passes for assists and some breakaway layups as well. So Joel Volandi is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go with James Agroyan tonight from BG. 16 points, always a beast on the inside. I thought he was a good piece tonight for the Bobcats, and if they can play like I know they're capable of playing, this BG team will be tough down the stretch. Do not let this score fool you here tonight. This is a very good BG Bobcats team. So again, our final score, 59-34 Green over the BG boys. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Also a big thank you to Craig Stevens for helping out as always. Final score again, 59-34 the Green boys over the BG boys here tonight. That'll wrap it up. Have a great holiday season, everybody. We'll be back. Make sure you check out WCDOsports.com for the full schedule. We'll be doing a lot of those holiday tournament games after the Christmas break. So stay tuned for that. 59-34 Green over BG. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great holiday. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.